Let's nip down very quickly to Brighton.
Shall we?
Yeah.
He's on the
way back from Brighton even. Let's see if we can hook up with Dan the Skater. Dan the Skater, how are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks.
Are you relieved it's over?
Very much so, yeah. Good is definitely a relative term.
Yeah, but such is life. Well done, that man. How long did it take you from sort of push off to final wheelie down?
9 hours, 24 minutes.
Oh man, that's a long time.
Yes.
Is that, I'm taking it that's the longest continuous skate you've done?
Yes. I've done a few marathons before, but, nothing like that.
You're not on your feet for 9 hours, are you?
No.
Man, no. you must be absolutely exhausted. Well, good luck to you, Dan. Well done.
How did you do compared to all those cyclists?
I really don't know, to be honest. There were still plenty of cyclists coming across the line after us, so that's not too bad, I guess.
And did everyone of your bunch manage to complete it?
I believe so, yes. I haven't managed to hook up with all of them yet, but yeah, I believe so.
And Dan, remind us just one more time how people can perhaps sponsor you or what charity you were skating for, and instead cycling.
I was skating for Portsmouth NHS Trust. Portsmouth Hospital's NHS Trust. There'll be more details up on the website later this afternoon or this evening on cskate.co.uk. That's C with the letter C. Stands for Camberley Skaters.
Dan, thank you very much for joining us all afternoon. Congratulations on your skate-a-thon. That's Dan Breton there, who did the London to Brighton bike ride on his skates.
Very impressive.
It is very impressive. I wonder if he'll do that nocturnal ride next week. Who are those skaters that go through London, don't they, most weekends at night?
Do they?
Yeah, so you get like a whole bunch of them on inline skates.
I've got two children. I'm grown up. I'm far too old to be out after dark. You must be joking.
Don't give me that.